Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella School Board candidate Timothy Tripp. Well, Tim, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Well, it's good to have you here, Shaylin, and good to talk to you.
And the big school board election is coming up, and you're running for a seat that is going to be vacated by current President Marv Van Wyk. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I'll be running for that position, and it's really important that everybody realizes that it's important to get out and vote. This is an unusual election. School board elections are always timed here in September. We normally think of general elections in November. So this is an unusual time, so make certain you get out there and cast your vote.
Certainly very important for everyone to get in and weigh their opinion on important local matters like school board elections. As you've been kind of doing your homework and sitting in on meetings for the last several weeks, what are some things that you've picked up on from the board stance that are some things that you're looking forward to pitching in your energy and your efforts with as far as projects they're working on?
Well, that's a good question, Shaylin. And I guess one of the things I want to just point out is I've lived in this community since 1996. My three children have gone through the school system or are in the school system. So I've had the wonderful opportunity of observing our school and the good quality of school system that it is. We are in a period of transition, new administration, number of positions being vacated. So really a lot of new blood coming back onto the board, or potentially a lot of changes there. But also a new athletic director, new comptroller, a number of different changes. And so I see that as one of the challenges in terms of how do we take our school, the good quality product that we have, how do we continue to push that into being a better quality product as we go into the future. And hard economic times that we're facing right now with the economy and also tax dollars being squeezed tighter and tighter. So I think some of those challenges is what we'll be looking at, and I'm looking forward to meeting some of those challenges.
So you bring up a lot of good points, and especially a lot of fresh faces, both administratively and on the school board going into this fall. And is that something that you see as a challenge in trying to develop some of those relationships and try to not necessarily map out a new course, but again, there's been, you know, a lot of the same faces for many, many years on the school board and administratively. Is that something that you see as a challenge, getting new faces in and integrated and getting things going?
Well, Shaylin, the fact of having old faces and many established people there for a long, long time is really great and gives a lot of stability to any organization, especially a school board and school administration. And so that's a wonderful time to really revel in that area and yet move forward in a good, metered, paced way. With new faces, the converse is almost true in a sense that it's a good opportunity for other ideas to be fleshed out and to work through. And similarly, the good positive aspect of having many opportunities that are coming forward.
And having kids gone through the school system and kids currently in the school system, are there any things that you see as a parent of students that you would like to see changed, or any major issues that come to you as a parent of students?
I wouldn't say any major changes. I think we can continue to do school better. I think, again, the Forbes article last year ranking us, you know, one of the top three in the nation in terms of education for real estate dollars ratio, I think is a good statement, a good endorsement of the quality of product we have. So I'm not really looking at any major changes. I hate to even put this on the radio, but I'm going to do it because I'm going to get kickback on this. But I keep telling my son I really think school uniforms would be great, but I'm really, just so I'm not misquoted on that, I'm not pushing for school uniforms. No, I think we have a great number of teachers who are just phenomenal. Our administration is great at all the levels, and I just want to play my role in terms of how can I encourage them to do the best job they can for students to get the best of quality of education possible.
Now, in your professional background as an attorney, are there any skills that you see in that background that are especially friendly to this new role on a school board, perhaps?
It's kind of a loaded question, Shaylin. I'm trying to think how to respond to that. I have had an opportunity to represent teachers with an organization called Professional Educators of Iowa, and in wrongful termination situations. So I've had the opportunity to appear in front of other school boards throughout our state in those kind of situations. And those can be kind of charged situations emotionally, financially as well. So I've had that chance, and I guess I foresee that I'd have an opportunity to continue to work in situations that could potentially have some emotional charge and hopefully bring a good reasoned voice to the table to look at both sides in a fair and adjudicatory way.
And I'll just leave this last little bit open for you. Last departing messages for folks going into Tuesday.
Just really encourage you to get out there and vote. There is another issue in terms of dealing with save funds in terms of how those tax dollars are used, and so that'll also be on the ballot. So read up on that. It's been in the newspaper. Be aware of that, but I think it's a good opportunity to have your voice heard.
All right, very good. Well, Tim, thank you so much for taking some time today, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you, Shailen.
Again, that was our guest, Tim Tripp, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KRLS.com and the radio audio media player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather eye meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.